Welcome to Texas A&M University Research Quick Briefs. Understanding the way bacterial cells talk to each other could lead to more effective methods for fighting the often persistent and serious infections caused by the biofilms they form, says Professor Thomas K. Wood at Texas A&M's Artie McFerrin Department of Chemical Engineering. Dr. Wood has not only deciphered bacterial cells' language, he's also discovered how to stop their conversation. Examining Escherichia coli bacteria, Dr. Wood has succeeded in identifying, decoding, and even modifying cell-to-cell signals so that biofilm formation is inhibited. His findings have been covered in a series of 5 published articles, which appear in the International Society for Microbial Ecology Journal, the Public Library of Science, ONE, Applied and Environmental Engineering, and BMC Microbiology. Dr. Wood's work is important because bacteria in its biofilm form create serious health issues. Biofilm is a protective adhesive slime produced by bacteria that have joined together in a community. The substance can grow on various living and non-living surfaces, including submerged rocks, food, teeth as plaque, and implants like knee and hip replacements. And where there's an infection, there's usually biofilm. In fact, the National Institutes of Health estimate that about 90% of bacterial infections in humans are caused by biofilm. The Centers for Disease Control say that biofilm is present in 65% of hospital-acquired infections. Biofilms have been linked to everything from gum diseases to cystic fibrosis. Typically, they're the cause for the fatal infections that people can develop after surgery. And, more commonly, biofilm on children's eardrums is behind the nagging ear infections so common among children. Dr. Wood says this hasn't been known for long, which is why those infections have been so hard to treat. The approach in the past was to treat ear infections with drugs that got rid of bacteria swimming freely in suspension, but not bacteria in biofilms, so that route was not very effective. Dr. Wood explains that growth of bacteria in a biofilm is different from growth in a suspension where the bacteria swim freely. The antibiotics made by pharmaceutical firms kill bacteria in suspension, but those drugs are 1,000 times less effective on a biofilm. Only in the last 10 years have scientists realized that people have died not because of free-floating bacteria, but because of bacteria in a biofilm. Dr. Wood's efforts to inhibit the formation of biofilm began with the recognition that construction of this substance was anything but random. To the contrary, biofilm formation is an extremely orderly process. Though it looks like slime to the naked eye, biofilm is actually made up of a lot of hills and valleys of varying heights and depths. These structural differences let nutrients find their way to all the bacteria in the biofilm community. Even though there are many high and low areas, they don't often collide with each other because bacterial cells are able to talk to each other and signal their locations. That way, neighboring cells do not begin construction in an occupied space. Dr. Wood and his team of researchers have closely examined these bacterial signals and have found that E. coli relies on a substance called autoinducer 2, AI2, for biofilm formation. Each E. coli bacterium produces this compound, then releases it in the cell's external environment. Eventually, a lot of AI2 shows up outside the cells. Through a process called quorum sensing, each bacterium reabsorbs the AI2 when a specific concentration is reached. When the AI2 re-enters the cells, it switches on a whole new set of behaviors for the bacterium, signaling when and how to begin building a biofilm. So, Dr. Wood and his team are looking at how AI2 is prompting the cell to make more biofilm. They found that AI2 helps E. coli produce more biofilm by making colonic acid, which is a kind of sugar. He says that if you can understand how a biofilm is formed, you can start to attack it at different stages. The researchers have also shown that E. coli uses 2 different signals to control biofilm formation. The signal chosen depends on the temperature of the external environment. In other words, these bacteria change their language depending on whether they're inside the body or outside it. Whereas AI2 is the signal used by E. coli inside the body, a compound called indole is used for biofilm growth outside the body, on surgical replacement parts yet to be implanted, for example. Indole is a derivative of amino acids, what proteins are made out of, according to Dr. Wood. All living things make amino acids, including one called tryptophan, and E. coli converts tryptophan into indole. Keeping this in mind, Dr. Wood discovered a method for inhibiting biofilm formation by modifying the indole signal in a way that would confuse the bacteria. An analogy for the scientist's achievement, adding a few extra letters to a spoken word. The resulting gibberish is not understood by other bacterial cells in the community, so their biofilm construction project never gets off the ground. Specifically, Dr. Wood and his team added a hydroxide molecule to the indole compound, turning it into a new compound called 7-hydroxyindole. In the process, the team learned that only this exact trick would work on E. coli. Another modification doesn't have any effect on stopping biofilm formation. To sum up, this chemical sleight of hand turns off the bacterium's ability to talk, short-circuiting it, and making it less harmful, according to Dr. Wood. This is Texas A&M University Research Quick Briefs.